here, we're going to click on pages. That's going to be the next step that we want to set up for them. So we've got our homepage here. Again, it's going to show you a preview of it. You can edit anything that you want here. It's set up right away to show the products, and then it's pulling in that information. You can control the number of products that are being seen. You can be all of them. It could be, you know, your three most important products that you want featured, that kind of thing. You can set your style here. And then you can also remove a section if you wanted to. So you've got that ability. And then you can control all of this. So right now I can go in and I can edit that text if I want to. So you can see here, you know, I can type something new. And then I can choose my media. I can change that if I want to pop something in that's in my media library. And I can control the background, the colors, all that kind of appearance stuff there. Then going back here, I simply clicked on back and it's giving me, this is the hero section, this is our product section, and then our testimonials is down here. So I'm going to click on that testimonials, and now you can see again, I can edit it here. So that's two ways of doing it. I can either click on the area itself, it'll take me to that, jumps me around, or I can go to the different sections and control it there. I can also add a section. So let's say, excuse me, I want to add a logos section here. So I can change this to be, you know, featured by. I can center it just like it was. I can change the format to be, you know, a large header, which is what it was set to before. And then I can upload logos of maybe different websites that I've been featured on there. So you've got that ability there. So going back here, if you click on add a section, you can see all the different ones that you have here. So you can also add in a spacer section if you want. You can add in social feeds, so like your Instagram feed if you wanted. You can do a featured product category versus just Simplero pulling your products. So if we click on that, you can see, you know, now it says featured product category, and then I can pop in the different products that I want to feature versus this product section up here. So say I decide to do that, then I would just click on that product section and I can remove it. It's now gone. And then I go back in and add in that featured products. Let me click on that add button and save those changes. So now when you're looking at my site, you've got my header here, I've got my testimonials, I've got the logos, and I've got my featured products. So now I want to drag those around into an order that makes sense to me. And you can see as I did that over here, it shrunk the view so you can see what how it is that your page is going to look. So now I've got that in the order that I want, and I'm good there. Then I can go over to the settings. I can change the title of this page if I want to. I can, you know, set it to be draft, published, or scheduled to be published. I can control my the navigation, how it's viewed, the URL. I can even load up some media if I want to. So then we would save those sections, and we've got everything set up on our homepage there. Then going over to my products page, this again is basically your new version of the product catalog. So you can control which products you want listed, which ones you don't. I can control how it's named, and I can hide it from the navigation if I want. This information, such as course or membership, is going to be controlled from that product catalog screen that we were just looking at. And what products are listed here are also going to be controlled by that screen. The Learn More button is going to take you to the sales page for the product. The Buy Now button will take you to the order form. But again, all this information is controlled when you're looking at the product itself here. You can go into your product catalog settings within the product and you can edit that information. If you're not sure how to do that, go ahead and check out our help guide on products. And we walk you through adding in all your catalog descriptions and everything there. So once you've got this set up the way you want to, then we're going to go ahead and edit our blog page here. So again, I can click on edit. I can change the name of it if I want. So we'll just call this like latest news. And I can save those changes. And now you'll see up here, it's changed from blog to latest news. And again, you can, you know, remove that page if you decide you didn't want it there. But I'll go ahead and show you how to add to it in just a second. And then, of course, we've got our about page. And so you can put in a description about yourself, and then it's already templated for the featured questions. So you can go in and edit this text to be anything that you want. Or, of course, you can remove those sections if you want to. So you can see that here when I click on this, it brings me over to the content, question, and answer. And so you can edit that in the same kind of body content box that you're used to within our spaces. We can add in some media for a background image. We can choose some custom coloring there as well. So you've got a little bit of control over how this page is viewed and what's going to be in there. Now, you can again add a section just like we did with the home page. So we've got the heading, which is up here. We've got the text box. We've got the FAQ. If you click on add a section, you've got a lot of options here as far as content goes. So you can add in, testimonials here if you want, or the media section, the logo section, places that you're featured at can be used for that, or, things like that. You can also add in products if you wanted, or your Instagram feed if you needed. So you've got some options here as far as different sections to add in, just like you did with the homepage there. And then, of course, you've got your settings section. So if you want to change the name, set its publishing, how it's viewed in the navigation window, its URL, all that, you've got the ability to do so here as well. So once you're all set, if we go back to our menu here, say you want to add some pages to your site, you would just click on this add button up here. And then you can add a new page. You can add a product catalog. You can link to a product category, so it would be a page specific to your product category. You can link to a specific product, or you can have an external link that's going to go to an external destination. Excuse me. So if I click on this link to a product category, if I click on that page, for example, I want to add that in. Now I've got my choices of what my categories are. So if I click on membership, and then we're going to give it a name. So we're going to call it My Membership Programs, and we're going to add that. So now it's a page within my site, and you can see it up here. So when somebody clicks on that, it's going to take them and it's going to show them just my membership products versus my products page over here, which was showing them all of my products. So you can see I've got both of my products here. When you click on membership, it would just show you my membership product. That's what this page up here is doing. And I can do it that way. So rather than having one full page, I can spread them out into separate pages if I want. So now, again, I can click on that view site. I can preview it. Right now, it's going to take me to what is public, which is your product catalog. But if I go back into my Simplero admin and I preview my themed site, it's going to show you what I've got going here. So we've got the My Membership Programs page, which I set up, and it's only showing you that one product. Or again, I've got that products page, which is showing you both. And if you were to click on membership, now you'll just see that one page. And you can see here it's taking you directly to this page. So if you want to have that up here in your main menu to spread these out up here, you've got that option. Otherwise, you can just have your products page where it lists your categories.